if only they had been invited to a Bacchic reveling, or a feast of Pan, or Aphrodite, or Genitalis, why, the streets would have been impassable for the thronging tambourines. Now there's never a woman here. Except my neighbour Cleonis, whom I see approaching yonder. Good day, Cleonis.
Good day, Lysistrata. But pray, why this dark, forbidden face, my dear? Believe me, you don't look a bit pretty with those black, lowering brows.
Oh, Cleonis, my heart is on fire. I blush for our sex. Men will have it we are tricky and sly.
And they are quite right, upon my word.
Yet, look at you, when the women are summoned to meet for a matter of the greatest importance, they lie in bed instead of coming.
Oh, they will come, my dear, but it's not easy, you know, for women to leave the house. One is busy pottering about her husband, another is getting the servant up, a third is putting her child asleep or washing the brat or feeding it.
But I tell you, the business that calls them here is far and away more urgent.
And why do you summon us, dear Lysistrata? What is it all about?
About a big thing.
And is it thick too?
Yes, very thick.
And are we not all on the spot, imagine?
Oh, if it were what you suppose, there would be never an absentee.
No, no, it concerns a thing. I have turned about, and about this way, and that so many sleepless nights.
It must be something mighty fine and subtle for you to have turned it about so.
So fine, it means just this. Greece saved by the women.
By the women? Why, its salvation hangs on a pull thread, then.
Our country's fortunes depend on us. It is with us to undo utterly the Peloponnesians.
That would be a noble deed, truly.
To exterminate the Boeotians to a man.
But surely you would spare the eels.
For Athens' sake, I will never threaten so fell a doom. Trust me for that. However, if the Boeotian and Peloponnesian women join us, Greece is saved.
But how should women perform so wise and glorious an achievement? We women who dwell in the retirement of the household,
clad in diaphanous garments of yellow silk and long flowing gowns, decked out with flowers and shod with dainty little slippers.
Ah, but those are the very sheet anchors of our salvation. Those yellow tunics, those scents and slippers, those cosmetics and transparent robes.
How so, pray?
There is not a man will yield a glance against another.
Quick, I will get me a yellow tunic from the dryers,
or one to shield.
I'll run and put on a flowing gown, or draw a sword.
I'll haste and buy a pair of slippers this instant.
Now tell me, would not the woman have done best to come?
Why, they should have flown here.
Ah, my dear, you'll see that like true Athenians, they will do everything too late.
Why, there's not a woman come from the shore, not one from Salamis.
But I know for certain they embarked at daybreak, and the dames from Arche.
Why, I thought they would have been the very first to arrive.
Theogony's wife, at any rate, is sure to come. She's actually been to consult Hecte. But look, here are some arrivals, and there are more behind.
Aha, now what countrywomen may they be?
They are from Anagyra.
Yes, upon my word, 'tis a levy en masse of all the female population of Anagyra.
Are we late, Lysistrata? Tell us, pray, what, not a word?
I cannot say much for you, Maureen. You've not bestirred yourself overmuch for an affair of such urgency.
I could not find my girdle in the dark. However, if the matter is so pressing, here we are, so speak.
No, let's wait a moment more, till the women of Boeotia arrive and those from the Peloponnese.
Yes, that is best. Ah, here comes Lampito.
Good day, Lampito, dear friend from Lacedaemon. How well and handsome you look.
What a rosy complexion, and how strong you seem.
Why, you could strangle a bull, surely.
Yes, indeed, I really think I could.
It's because I do gymnastics and practice the bottom-kicking dance.
And what superb breasts.
La, you're feeling me as if I were a beast for sacrifice.
And this young woman, where is she from?